Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Well, thanks for having me again, Bruce.
As we are aware, uncertainty over trade continues to create volatility within the North American hog market. First of all, what are we seeing in terms of prices, and what have been the key factors influencing prices?
Yeah, so the general trend in the futures market has been to creep a little bit higher, but kind of overwhelmingly, we're seeing just great volatility. So it seems commonplace now to, you know, to end the trading days with a limit move, either higher or lower, in some of the futures futures contracts months that are being offered. So it speaks to the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty and not a lot of direction in terms of what the overwhelming fundamental that will drive this market is. We're pulled in two different directions in that we've got just abundant hog supplies in North America, but we know that there's going to be great potential for exports into Asia. Now, all parts of Asia as a result of the losses associated with African swine fever. So generally speaking, over the last 2 weeks since we spoke last, we've probably moved a little bit higher, but not, you know, we're not seeing it go gangbusters higher because we've still not seen consistent evidence that, you know, that in particular Chinese buyers will be sourcing their product from North America.
What are we seeing on the trade front, and what are the factors that are affecting trade and uncertainty around trade?
So the most interesting thing that's happened on the trade front in the last couple of weeks is we did see China put in a large order, and that was about 10,000 metric tons to the U.S. For pork. To be delivered really before the end of this year. So every week, the USDA puts out a weekly exports report that reveals what orders have been placed. It was about 2 weeks ago, not quite actually, that the Chinese it was revealed that they had been pretty active. And so the market took a big jump higher when that news came out, but we haven't seen that since. That's kind of what's led to some of this volatility. But on a broader scheme of things, we've got generally still decent exports to Japan. I think we might be on an improving plane with respect to exports to U.S. exports to Mexico. Or sales to Mexico, but to be honest, that market has struggled over the last few months or so, and really, in order for us to take a step higher, in order to realize better prices in this tougher, fourth quarter period that we're going to be entering, we're going to need to see some. Improvement in export sales everywhere.
What are the expectations as we move through the fall months, and what are the factors to be watching?
So the expectation is probably for hog supplies to remain extremely high. We've averaged something like a 5% increase over last year's levels, depending on what time frame kind of you look at. But I think later this week, the USDA Hogs and Pigs report will be out, and that will provide a little bit of certainty as to kind of what the near-term supplies will be. Suffice it to say, they've exceeded, those supplies have exceeded expectations for about the last 8 or 9 months or so. And so I think the general market expectation is to continue to expect some pretty significant growth over last year's levels. But we do get to fine tune things a little bit with the help of the USDA hogs and pigs survey that provides some insight on how many hogs are on the ground.
What are the recommendations at this point for producers?
Well, generally speaking, producers have been pretty, well, we're very active early in the year, in the spring in particular, to cover off a lot of their third and fourth quarter price risk. I still think that there's strong rationale to cover off some of that risk because those heavy supplies, we're fairly certain that they are coming, but we're not certain as to when the Chinese exports could show up, when sales to China might really start to take off. That might not be for another 4 or 5 months. And if that's the case, then we've got some tough hog prices coming over the heaviest periods of November and December. What we have seen more recently is a bit more interest in covering off some of their production in 2020. But to be fair, it's a pretty modest percentage. I think there are guys that are just taking the approach that when they see a 10% improvement in price from a preset level, then they take a small amount of protection in order to kind of step into those gains. And I think that's a prudent way to do it. There is still no certainty that we will be able to maintain exceptional prices through 2020. But I think the upside potential is very, very good, given the conditions that we've seen and the pork shortage that we've seen develop in Southeast Asia.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.